back in here.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am Renee Bernard, which works out really well. And tonight on our pre-Thanksgiving show, I am extremely thankful to have Susan Edwards on the program. Welcome to Canned Laughter.
Oh, thank you very much. It's going to be interesting. I've never done this before.
Yeah, I should have warned you. There is actually no canned laughter. There's no, like, recordings. Which
okay,
is odd.
Make our own.
Yeah, we should get some canned laughter. I'm going to have to talk to my producer about that. It's like, we should have some canned laughter, don't you think, on the program? Otherwise, it's just false advertising all over the place. How excited are you? I'm kind of peeking at your website and peeking at this book trailer. And
oh, I love that trailer.
It's really fun. I'm telling you, it's smoking. If anybody has not seen this, it's about the new White series. You're re-releasing this, is that right? Or is this coming back out? And
it's being re-released into e-format.
Ooh.
Which I am super excited about and just as nervous about as I was when they came out in print form.
How fun! But in a way, it really is like a whole new debut, isn't it? I mean, you're going to be reaching a whole new audience now with the new format, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I had to go through figuring out how to do the marketing and promotion for this book because it's nothing like when I released my last print book. It's completely different.
Harder, easier, or just different? What do you think?
I think it's harder. You're not just sending out mailings to booksellers or setting up book signings.
Mm-hmm.
The whole social media thing is fairly new to me. So it's been a lot of learning.
Yeah, but it's addictive. I have to tell you, the social media thing, it's Sheila's fault. Because she's like, you know, the first taste is free, and she talked me into getting on Facebook. And I have to tell you, whoop, I mean, you're like slurped in, and the next thing you know, it's hard not to check it every day and sort of get involved. So it's Sheila's fault, but I will say I've enjoyed it a lot. I just have to watch out for it from time management, you know.
Exactly, especially Twitter. I find that one a little harder because there's so many tweets and there's no way you can catch every person's tweet that you might want to catch unless you stare at that screen all day.
Exactly, but yes, and there are people, I guess, that follow hundreds of other people, and I don't know how they do it. I think I don't know how many I'm following, but I hate to say that it's a very small number. But for that reason, thank you for saying that. You're the only person that's, because it is overwhelming, and I'm like, I want to keep up, but it's like, some people are tweeting like 10, 12 times a day, and I'm tweeted out. I'm just going to say it. I'm a little, I'm tweeted. What's the, Sheila? What's the correct, I don't want to say what I think it is, past tense, because, again, I think that's just bad. Yeah, it's bad radio. Can't say that on radio. But how fun, though, that this series has gotten new life and to see it out again, and that is just so cool. You've got a lot of contests on your website, girlfriend. I'm, like, entering everything. I'm like, oh, that scarf looks nice. Click. I'm like, oh, this looks good. Click.
And you'll just have to keep checking back because I'm just going to put them up one at a time as I get ready to do another from here to, maybe through January.
Woohoo!
Because I'll be ramping up for the next four books, which are released February 20th.
Oh, too exciting. So, everybody, it's www.susanedwards.com. No surprises, no silent cues, no weird letters. It's all good. And stop by and be sure to enter the contest and take a look at the new series and download them because it's just so much fun to see them available now in this new format, and I think that is so cool. And I gotta say, I looked at your bio, and you've got quite the animal whisperer thing going on there. And I love animals, I really do. And but unfortunately, my husband's a cat person, which is a good thing. So I'm surrounded by feline energy now. And so this dog showed up at the door, and it was like an alien from another planet for me. I was like, I have not encountered canine for a long, long time. And poor guy, he's desperate to come in. And I'm just not too sure about this whole situation. So, and he's a black lab, so they're bouncy, trouncy, fun.
And black labs are not cat haters. You know, what you want to do if you want to bring him in is you give him one little area.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just run the house and chase the cats because they want to go check everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bring him in and keep him on a leash or leashed close to you so you could watch him, if he's not been trained to go after cats, they will work it out on their own eventually.
Okay.
Does
that mean there'll be a rumble in the jungle kind of workout? I mean, is somebody going to get their nose popped? Because these cats are fully armed with the, you know.
Dogs get their noses popped and the cats get to make themselves scary, but that's how they learn what the limits are. Because they have to learn what the limit is.
Well, I don't know. This crew, the cat already had a committee meeting, and they are really happy with him outside. They voted, and they outnumber him 3-1. So I'm concerned for his safety.
Cats aren't going to do that much.
Oh,
they're,
I don't know.
They're not going to hurt him.
You haven't met this crew. I'm afraid there's some conspiring going on. These guys are, they will ambush you if you are. there's some strange kind of intelligence happening. That's all I'm going to say.
I have 6 cats and 2 puppies.
Oh.
And most of the cats have made their peace with the dog. A couple of them, I have old cats. Old cats, 2 kittens. The kittens and pups are best friends. There's probably 2 cats who will try to run, and of course the puppy see something running. It's like, oh, let's go chase it. And
That's not good.
Well, the puppies will learn as they get older. That's not allowed
right now. Yeah, I just I don't want to have to go through a major UN. War, nuclear disarmament kind of thing. I was just, I'm hoping that it all works out, or that we find the dog's owner, and he gets to move on with his life. And I don't know, I told Jeffrey, I said, either it'll be great or it'll be a new reality series. We'll just start filming it because there's a lot of material going on. Which, by the way, another time... Yeah, do not watch reality. I'm going to ask because you're doing the Westerns, or you did the Westerns with the Whites, and now you're re-releasing them. Have you been pulled into any of the Western-themed reality series?
No.
Oh.
I don't do very many reality shows.
There's one, though. I don't know if it's a reality show. What would you call it? But it's The Last American Cowboy. And it's a series, it's on, I think it's Discovery, or maybe it's National Geographic, I'm not sure. But anyway, they document these cowboys. And you really, do you feel that it's how do you feel? Is it more and more like a dying breed, or do you feel that readers are drawn to Westerns because it is so different from their own lives, and it's becoming more of this, like a bubble of world building, almost?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with the Native American that, I write some Western, but mostly Native American. And I think what draws people to the Native American is it's a whole lifestyle that's gone.
And it's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think people want to connect with how we used to be or things are different. Like Native Americans are so connected with the earth, with nature.
Yes.
You know, with living in harmony. And I think readers really like to get that side of life because we lead such crazy, stressful lives.
Yes, and it's more now. Don't you think that the more chaotic it is, the more people want to connect with that simple past, with something, you know, I don't know, that's pure? Does that?
Yeah. Well, things were so simple then. You know, you got up, you did this. And you did this because of that. And you didn't have all these places to be, things to do, things to worry about.
No.
You know?
There was no Twitter. There was no Twittering in the tribes of the plains. I'm not seeing these people with cell phones. No. No.
No. And the thing is you weren't alone either. You had an entire village to help you out if you got sick or your warrior husband got injured. You had people who helped with kids. You didn't raise your kids all by yourself. So you always had people to turn to and just be around. And I think a lot of people don't have that today. We're very solitary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a little nostalgic for it. Do you think that, I don't know, are there groups that go back and relive that or try to recreate that, do you think? Or, I mean, I'm ignorant on this one. I know there are people that go back and create, say, the Middle Ages
or
even the Civil War. Are there people that recreate the American Indian lifestyles or go out and go...
I've never heard of it. All I know is about is like a powwow that you can go and attend.
Yeah.
Where you see at least some of the dance and hear the music and the drums and you get a little bit of flavor from that and the costume.
Yeah. Oh, Susan, you could start a movement. You could start a whole...
another reality show, huh?
There you go. Only it would be better.
I don't know. I refuse to eat raw bugs, okay?
No. You could, well, remember, this could be a creative reenactment, so you wouldn't necessarily have to... eating bugs is... Yeah, I'm trying to think under what circumstance I would go, that cricket looks tasty. Nothing is coming to mind. Yeah. There are a lot of foods. Between you and me, this is completely, you know, but there are some foods where I really wonder about the first person that, like, cracked open an oyster and went, oh, that looks delicious. Let me just snarf that down. It's like, really? Really? How hungry was that person? That's the big question. Because they did not have lemon. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have lemon.
Right.
There wasn't cocktail sauce. That wasn't brought to them on a steaming board with, you know, a person in a tight T-shirt. No. No.
And
that was,
no drink in hand to wash it down?
No. No Corona or whatever it is. You're doing. It's like, you know, how hungry are you? I don't want to know. I'm just going to,
I'm with you on that.
I'm going to hold off on that one.
We'll leave that to the survivor people.
Oh, my God. See? Okay, so everybody, that was it. So everybody, please, I'm so sorry, www.susanedwards.com. Download this series. It's absolutely so great to see it available now on ebook and everybody. Thank you so much, Susan, for doing this.
Oh, it was fun.
And promise me you'll come back, you know, and when you're a mega, mega superstar with this whole thing, and you'll still be our friend.
Oh,
Okay, that sounds good.
And I tell you, if you haven't seen the trailer, take a look at it. It's wonderful. Okay, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. If I'm thankful for anything, it's for all our listeners. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee. Good night.
www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.